hello, hello, hello. How are you? Are you wonderful? Well, we hope you are. And maybe if you're not, then you might be by the end of this episode. Grab a cup of tea. Woo! We got some motivation and some inspiration for you. How are you? I'm Claire, and this is...
Yeah.
Oh, Anna. Right, so welcome to Some World Podcast. Today, we are not just on our own, in our own room on Zooms, but we are together on Zooms, if that is a plural, I'm not quite sure, with Stephen Little. We'll reveal who you are in a moment, but are you well, Stephen?
I'm really good, thank you. Yeah, how are you, Claire?
Oh, we're good. We're excited to kind of get the team back together. You know, it's been a few weeks since we recorded a podcast, actually. We kind of sometimes do these in bursts, don't we, Anna? So we're like glad to get the band back together and have a third member as well. We've been watching from afar your 2025 unfold, Stephen. You are a consultant. Of course, you have also been a member as well. But this has been like a year for you like no other, right? Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, it has. Yeah, unreal.
Yeah. So you've been awarded top target consultant. I'm going to throw to Anna to explain that one to people who are not part of the Slimming World family. How do you explain that?
Oh, it's such a wonderful award. It's where a consultant, a Slimming World consultant, come together. Lots of consultants who are target members, who have lost all their weight, come together for competition. And lovely Stephen was awarded top target consultant because he has lost over 6 stone and maintained it for 8 years. So all the kind of top consultants come together, and then there's a panel at head office that vote their winners. And Stephen is the first male.
The first male. I can't believe this, Stephen. I mean, let's just hold that for a second. You lost 6 stone, 3 pounds, and you've kept that off for 8 years.
And I lost it in 6 months as well.
Wow. Gosh. And we should actually reveal that this isn't the first time you've been on the podcast, because you have been on previously when we had one of your members, Matt, brilliant Matt, who went on to do the marathon, didn't he, with Slimming World. So he was kind of about his story. So you kind of just there talking about your role in more supporting him. But I mean, that just even in your own journey away from being a consultant as a member is incredible.
Well, I've always thought of myself as a member first and a consultant second. And I think that's always really helped me with my own weight loss journey, because that was why I joined in the first place, because I wanted to be healthy and wanted to get to target for the first time in my life. So that was so important then to carry that on.
That's such a key thing that you said about I've thought about myself as a member first, because that is so important that we've come to this role, haven't we, because of our weight loss journey and knowing that we still have to work on it. It is part of the understanding and change of habit as a slimmer, don't you think?
100%. And it does become difficult when you're juggling groups and another job and everything like that. But it's always about you need to put your own weight loss first, because I never want to go back to that person I was before. I never want to be there, because I remember how miserable it was, and, you know, and the self-hatred we all go through was awful. I never want to be back to that. So the fact that all I've always focused on is, right, I need to make sure that I'm right. And then if I'm right, I'll be able to help my members more as well.
See, now I should reveal here to people who are quite new to the podcast, I'm not a consultant. I am a mere member. As me and Anna have joked about in the past, Anna is a consultant, I'm a member, and used to be a member with Anna's group. I always find when on the podcast we get to meet people like you, Stephen, and also for me hearing from Anna, what I find really incredible as a member is that consultants have been in the same journey that I'm going through. And you know, the title of this podcast about this word being in it together, I think that's really key, because if there's one thing that I think that you really need when you're losing weight, it's that sense of like feeling you're part of something bigger, you know, connecting with a community of like-minded people. I remember reading somewhere a quote. I went back through my old journals, and I was in head office and I was listening to someone talk in a meeting, and they had said, you know, Slimming World is one of the only places in the country you can come and get peer-to-peer support with like-minded people when losing weight, and how special that is. You know, what does this idea of being together mean for you?
So the biggest thing for me, like when I first joined, all my friends and everything had always been slimmer and always been the, you know, the size they wanted to be. And I'd always been the fat friend, if you want. So to join Slimmer World and then be in a room full of people who got it was just, that was so, that just made the biggest difference, because people struggle the same as I did. And that's what helped me so much understand that I wasn't alone in this. And then together we all lifted each other up. And, you know, you've got your own group of cheerleaders almost. It's phenomenal.
Is that having that group of cheerleaders, like you say, who help you through the dark times, but also the fun times, and you laugh with, and that acceptance. I don't know if you've ever felt it, Stephen, but understanding that you're accepted for where you are and who you are, and no one judges you for what weight you are or what you've eaten or what you haven't eaten. It's just a place where you could be you.
100% is that you're able to be open and honest, and no one, there's no judgment, and you just, people just go, right, what could you change? You know, your consultant is there, and my consultant was so supportive and, you know, really helped me through some dark times, and along with the members as well. And it hasn't been easy all the way through. You know, I'm still a member. I still struggle at times as well. It's not all roses, but that's where the group makes that big difference, because you've got other people there who do lift you up and help remind you how important it is to you.
And I can imagine, having lost all your weight in 6 months, the group probably really came into their own as you becoming a target member and helping you to understand those curves of weight maintenance, because that's a different headspace, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah, and it's a completely different headspace. And I'm really lucky. So when I joined my group, there was quite a few long-term target members. Some had been at Target a few years when I joined, and then now my members, you know, two of them have been at Target 12 years and they're now my waiting, which is absolutely phenomenal. So they help keep me going as well. They've been there with me literally from the day I joined as a member, which is just amazing.
They must be so proud of you and what you've achieved.
Oh, they are the biggest cheerleaders, and I'd be absolutely lost without them. And I think that's the big thing about group. It's really not just, without sounding cliche, it's not just the weight you lose, it's the people you gain from it as well. That just makes the biggest difference. My life has changed completely from when I first joined, and all I've ever experienced is just how positive it can all be. And I think then that reflects with my members now as well, like you were talking about Matt, so, and his success with the marathon and his over 8 stone weight loss. He joined me the first night I opened as a consultant 8.5 years ago.
Wow.
And how you've had such an impact on his life. And he's
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, being able to now give people that belief in themselves that they can do it as well is just unreal. You know, the change in people's lives. I've got a lady who's in her 70s now, and she's literally just lost over 6 stone in the last 18 months, and the change in her has just been incredible. And to be able to do that, or be able to just support and be there and watch that happen to someone, it's just unbelievable. And that's the big power about group, is you get to make those changes and see them, the confidence in someone, and to go from them to being a shy little flower to really blooming and completely coming out of their skin. And it's just amazing. And that's the big thing about group for me.
I mean, you give a great example there, where, you know, you've got a member in their 70s. And what I really love about group is how there's that kind of mixing between all these different ages and these people from different backgrounds. You know, we've got like a friend who's in her 70s and has just lost 3.5 stone, been voted Woman of the Year. She works 3 jobs in her 70s, do you know what I mean? And she's been battling with her weight all her life, and she's finally getting a handle on it, and burst into tears when she was voted Woman of the Year in her group the other week. And equally, we've got very young moms who are in their 20s who are really bombarded with all those messages on social media and struggling to know where to begin, to be honest, with working out a healthy eating plan. And to see, you know, these people all mixing together and sharing their recipes and their knowledge with each other, that is just something that you just don't really see anywhere else.
No, you don't. And that's that key to that long-term success with it as well. It's the going once you've got to your target, it doesn't stop there. You know, you still need group, and that's, you know, in this last couple of months, I think I've in the last 8 weeks, I was looking at for something else, 26 members to target. And that's always that thing to make sure you keep coming to group now. You know, you're here now, you're going to be able to inspire other people, but at the same time, you're going to be able to make sure you keep these habits for life, and that's what's going to keep you, you know, as we say, slim for life, which is what we walk through that door for on that first night.
You know what's so nice is you when you see I've got a 17-year-old is my youngest and a 90-year-old is my oldest. And when you see them coming together, the information they're sharing. So the 17-year-old's helping the 90-year-old on the app, but she's teaching him how to cook like a stew. Like it's that connectivity that is so you don't see in today's communities. You know, we used to have, you know, many years ago, so many different community groups and so many different ways to meet people. And I think Slimming World groups now offer that sense of community that is very, very hard to replicate anywhere else because our lives are so busy. We're always on apps, aren't we? And it's such a special feeling knowing that each week you come and see those same people that are rooting your corner.
It's that person-to-person contact in real life. And like you say, with your 17 and 19-year-old, 90-year-old member, you know, that's similar across all our groups, isn't it? We have that huge wide spectrum, but they all help and support each other, and that's just no matter what your age is, we all struggle with it. And I think we all coming together in that group part is just that's what I think makes what we do completely different. And that's why I joined. I think that is the key to my success, because I, you know, stayed to group every week. I was like, I wanted to be on the social team. I was like, I love this community, these people. That is what makes the big difference.
You see that with online members as well. So with our online team, we've got with our online setup, we've got the community out there and we run all these Zooms and seeing these people connect through the screens and on the community, it's that same sense, isn't it, of we're all in the same boat, let's help each other out. Today I need help with how to, you know, do a roast dinner and then someone else is thinking, how am I going to lose weight on holiday? Like it is that connectivity, however you find it, that is imperative for weight loss success, because we know, I mean, I know from my own journey, I'm sure you've both experienced, going it alone is virtually impossible, isn't it?
Well, it is. We're really good the first few weeks, and then things start to old habits creep back in, and before we know it, we're not losing weight again. And we're like, oh, well, I'm doing this right, but it's not working. Where at Slimming World, you'd obviously get the support to help you make the changes or discover, you know, be your own detective. But when you're going it alone, your subconscious can't see that, so you just then end up giving up. And like you're saying with the online members, I know not everyone can make a group or necessarily feel confident enough, but that's where, like you said, having that support group online as well makes that big difference. We do need that extra layer.
Yeah, so there was a speech, I'm not quite sure it was, but I remember reading about it, where Managing Director of Slimming World, Lisa Salmon, gave this speech, and in it she talked about the beating group being the beating heart of Slimming World. And actually I've pulled out the little quote from that to read, just so that people kind of understand, I suppose, what the ethos is about. So Lisa said, more than ever, the power of being together, truly together, has never been more vital. The sense of community is the heartbeat of Slimming World. We are not meant to do this alone. Change happens when we feel seen, supported, and understood. When we stand side by side, we create an environment where success becomes not just possible, but inevitable. And I think back to what you were saying, Stephen, about how you had your friendship group, you know, great friends who you go out and socialize with, but there was something missing that they didn't quite get. And I remember reading in your success story something that jumped out to me because it was always something I struggled with. When I joined Slimming World, I was actually really lonely. And I know people might find that quite surprising for someone who was in their late 20s. I was academically doing well, work-wise doing well, but incredibly empty and lonely and struggling inside. But you mentioned this phrase about you always felt like you were the odd one out, like you didn't fit in or you weren't good enough. Can you just explain a little bit more about that? Because I think that's incredibly honest of you to say that, but also very relatable to a lot of people.
I think when you've been overweight, and people do judge you, you know, throughout your life, you know, can't fit in on rides, or you take up a little bit more space in a seat and stuff. You're just always putting your t-shirt down. You're always trying to hide. And that's just, you do feel uncomfortable. And you know, my friends have always been supportive, and don't get me wrong, but sometimes that would be a little bit repetitive, like, oh, here he goes again, another diet. And how long will this one last? And they think they're trying to help, but when you're going through it, you can't see it, and that isn't a help. That's why coming together with people who got it, and I could actually speak about the things that I struggled with people that understood it. And as I say, I know my friends were supportive. If they've never struggled with their weight or their food choices, or they can stop eating when they're full, I couldn't do that. So that's the big difference. So to actually speak to them people in group who did understand that, and I could help put the change in place, like, you know, simple things like filling up more on speed food, so I still ate loads of food and felt full, but I was eating the right things and losing weight.
Yeah, and you know, we have talked about this on the podcast before, but we're hearing, and I know even consultants are hearing. In fact, there was a poll with Slimming World consultants recently, and in that, it talked about more than a third of consultants say that they actually have welcomed new members who are taking weight loss injections to their groups. So it's interesting to hear from consultants who are welcoming members who are on these weight loss injections and saying, look, okay, look, food optimizing works brilliantly on its own. You don't need weight loss drugs, but if you are taking them, then we're still going to welcome you into groups because ultimately it's about that support. Whether you are taking weight loss medication or not, it's about having this support, and it's looking at the psychology, it's looking what we eat, why we eat it, how we feel when we eat it, those habits, if I'm right. I mean, I'll throw it to you, Anna, because you know.
Yeah, I think what's a very, very important thing to recognize is if people choose to take weight loss medication, we totally understand. I mean, we understand the desperation and how people feel because we've been there who want to lose weight. But we also know that without the peer support, without groups, it's very, very hard to change your habits. And, you know, I look after several members who are on weight loss medication and totally know that they need support in habit change, in how to eat differently, because without making those changes, you're never going to make the long-term kind of grooves into habits that can allow you to keep your weight off. So yeah, I think it's something that people have always got an opinion on, but please just know if you ever walk into a Slimming World group and it's something you are choosing to do, all you'll ever get from us is help and support and motivation. There's absolutely no judgment because we understand what it's like. But also be reassured, you will lose weight food optimizing without any weight loss injections. I mean, all three of us are the finest examples of that. But no, if that's a route, excuse me, you've decided to take, that's totally fine.
Yeah, support togetherness. I think, you know, the thing that I kind of understood is about this success comes from these building lasting habits around food, drink, and activity. And Anna, it's interesting, isn't it? Because next week we're doing a members only podcast all about urge surfing and riding the craving wave, which sounds like we should get our surfboards out or something.
I mean, sometimes it does feel like you are on the crest of a wave, and if you don't handle that urge in one way or another, it's going to crash. It really does feel like that, doesn't it? So it's going to be fun to explore because I, in my weight loss journey, have come to understand myself through Slimming World in a way I never, ever would have explored outside of that. I understand how food drives me, motivates me, and it really used to dominate me. And it's only through the kind of perseverance of understanding I need to be around people and a consultant and a group of members to help me make those changes that are fun, that are about bringing me joy. You know, if anybody's listening to this, please know what we try and do, and Stephen, I'm sure you'll agree with this, is we try and have a really good time while we're losing weight, don't we? This is about having fun, understanding, and excitement. So if you're sat here listening to this thinking, oh, what's the Slimming World group like? I mean, we just don't stop laughing and having a lot of fun. As Stephen, I'm sure your groups are the same, aren't they?
100%. Yeah, it is about fun, and laughter and support, and it's about just sharing stuff. And you do leave laughing. You have That is a great 40 minutes out in an evening, you know, in each session. It's just that is it's all of the above what you've just talked about.
I came out of my group on Saturday and I had learned about where was the best place to get a bra fitted, how to make the best cheese sauce, and how quickly someone can now run because of the Body Magic Awards. I felt like I'd been on a roller coaster of emotions from bra fittings to lasagnas, but you'd only ever experience that in a Slimming World group, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Can we talk about walking group? So I was intrigued to find out. So this idea that you kind of have become friends, I guess, with people in your group, and then what happened outside? Because I guess there was that curiosity about, right, how do I build in some activity into what I do?
So what happened was some of my members were meeting up very early in the morning and going for a walk to get their body magic in. And I loved the sound of it. And there was like two or three of them meeting up, which was fab. And I just said, well, would you mind if I joined? Because I work on the coast as well as be a Slimming World consultant. So I was already over there. It just meant getting up at like 5 a.m., but that's fine. And I said, oh, could I join you? And then it just sort of grew from there. And sometimes we'd have up to 15 people. They've now made such great friendship groups. Not only do we walk together, but the other members go to a doctor dance session one evening. They also have a swimming group now that they go to together, all from people that are at group to get their body magic in. There's afternoon walkers as well that do the National Trust. And there's, I think, there at one time there's been up to 25, 30 of those before, which is just, again, it's that coming together. And it doesn't feel like activity or exercise. It just feels like you're just seeing some friends, you're just doing something at the same time.
Oh God, how nice is that? Because sometimes we can get in a rut, can't we, when we meet up with people that it's always about food or drink.
100%, yeah. And there's so much more you can do. And obviously Norfolk is a very beautiful county and we've got gorgeous coastline and that. So we walk at Cromer is where we do walk. Seeing the sunrise this morning, I've been out with a few guys today. Again, we're meeting about eight of us tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. with the dogs and on the beach. So that'll be wonderful. But yeah, we tend to do as much as we can.
We need some photos of you guys out on your walks. Will you send that and we'll share that on our Instagram page?
Hundreds, yeah, I've got hundreds of photos. We do a group photo every time we do a walk to share with our members on our closed Facebook group, so we can just we that just became a habit. I did it the first time, and then it's just carried on from there.
Yeah, that's so lovely, is it? Because I think sometimes there can be a barrier. Walking is quite a good example, I think, of maybe some of the barriers we put up for ourselves of like, will I be able to keep up? Will I fit in? What if I hold everyone back? You know, and there can be that barrier of why people don't like to join groups. Because I think what you can do when you're not feeling so great within yourself is you can isolate yourself, can't you?
100% you can. And that's why we make it really easy. We don't go too fast. We do about 3 to 4 miles each walk, so quite about a good over an hour. But people can join us at the start. They can come and join us just on the front and do a mile. That's all different. And we had a member who just had her hip replaced. So she stopped for 6 weeks. But what she would do is she would, like, we would walk around the pier, so she would stop and wait. And while we did the pier, and then there was another part of the beach where we'd walk along past all the beach huts and come back on ourselves. And she would sit and wait on a bench while we did that bit. So it's all about having different abilities, and no one was judged or had to worry. They could stop and do as they wanted to.
So good. Yeah. Well, there's a few of us in my group that do park run together. We walk it together. You know, so we all meet up on a Saturday morning and we're just at the back chatting basically and talking about what flowers we've noticed and all the leaves are falling down now. Basically, people are like, are you going to carry on with doing this walk? Or, you know, you're too busy chatting. It's just
It's
that's
lovely
what
though.
it's
It's
about.
just it's that social element, isn't it? And like I say, they now 15, 20 of them do this dance class on a Saturday on a sorry on a Monday evening, which is just fantastic. Again, because they're in the habit of me doing the photos, they all now take group photos themselves as well. I had a photo of the guys in the swimming pool together they did the other day. That's just, again, it's inspiring each other and making sure that everyone feels welcome to be part of it, because you don't want anyone ever left behind. So that's the thing about the sharing of the talking about the walks and stuff in group, and using the Body Magic Awards, like Anna was saying, which are brilliant, pathway to getting more active. But yeah, absolutely love it all.
Finding your people is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. That is the big thing, finding your people.
You've inspired me. I've got 9 parcels to drop at the post office, and the post office is a mile away. I was going to get the car, but I'm going to walk to the post office with my parcels.
Love that. That's not
Not
far at
quite.
all. You do that in 20 minutes.
Not quite as nice as your walk through an industrial estate, past Morrison's, but we'll pretend I'm on the beach front with you.
Any activity is good activity.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, the opposite of isolation is connection.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. And if
Love
you
that, yeah.
are a member who has typically weighed and gone, you don't stay to group or you don't engage in the Facebook group, or you're not necessarily using all the online, the digital app and all this information. Get on it. Get your money's worth out of your membership, because there's so much more to just the scales and the weigh-in part of Slimming World that you need to get out of it. That community and that support is really what it's about, and that's the thing that makes it different. It's much more than an organization that gives you suggestions of how to make your tea at night and what to put on your plate. It's way more than that.
I should also say, Claire, like, since a lot of people are listening, the group experience has recently been, I wanted to say renovated, but that's not the right word. It's been really looked at and really changed and modified and developed. And it is such an exciting experience to be part of now. So if anybody hasn't stayed to group in a while, or they're thinking, oh, I know what's going to happen, I promise you, don't you, Stephen, they don't know what's going to hit them when they walk into a group if they haven't been for a while.
That's it. The new group experience is wonderful. The sharing, the ideas, and at the same time, like Claire was saying, if you've never stayed, you haven't got to stress. If you don't want to participate and you want to soak up all the inspiration, you absolutely can. You can input as much or as little as you want to, and just be part of it, because I promise you, it does make the bigger difference, especially the huge talk we have about food. And like you were saying, Anna, with the bra fittings and the best place to get eat out and stuff like that, is all the great tips you're going to pick up in group.
Never know what's going to come next. That's my
100%.
group. Yeah.
Oh gosh, Stephen, it's been really great to catch up with you, and congratulations on what's been a brilliant year. It sounds like you've really put the commitment in the last 8 years, and now with 400 members, you're inspiring 400 other people. What a journey it's been for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to be on with you again as well.
Oh, right, Anna, get your surfboard, get your wetsuit. Let's go urge surfing next week, right?
My goodness, I'm excited for the urge surfing, but not wetsuits and surfboards. But we are going to hit everything to do with cravings and urges and shoot them between the eyes, aren't we?
Exactly. Yes. Mindful eating, this idea behind the behaviors in our members only podcast, which members can listen to on the app or on Lifeline online on the website member login-y thing. We go a little bit deeper. We go a little bit deeper into the plan. We take certain subjects and really dig into them, be that a food element part of the food optimizing plan, or even more around body magic. So there's all those different kinds of things. What else have we got coming up in 2 weeks? Oh, in 2 weeks' time, we're talking about this thing called plant points, which is a bit of a trend, isn't it? That's kind of spreading around these 30 plant points that ideally you can kind of fit into a varied diet, which ultimately helps build fiber, your immune system, your gut health, all those things. So we're going to find out about how Slimming World has you covered with all this plant points kind of thing, without you even needing to do all the calculations. We're going to hear from friend of the podcast, registered dietitian Carolyn Pallister, who's back on. I think we've probably lost time, the amount of time we've had Carolyn on, but she's so great. She just brilliantly sums it up. So that's happening in a couple of weeks. So we're here every Monday. You can sift through the back catalogue if you need a little bit more inspiration today. Otherwise, we'll see you next Monday.
Bye for now.
To our bit.